Why is the kid over there flopping around?
I don't know.
I want to sleep.
Then go to bed.
阿赫，我们还没读故事，已经有一个小孩想睡觉了，怎么办？不要读好了，叫他直接去睡。今天我们来读《The Lumberjack's Beard》。
By, do you think that's Duncan Beady or Beadle?
Beady, I think.
Beady.
Yeah.
Beady.
I think it's good to open just a couple of minutes early because that way everybody's got time to, you know, pop in and get ready.
Yeah.
And they can sit down and, you know, get themselves a cup of coffee. Yeah.
And get jelly beans, you know, frozen jelly beans.
Get their bowl of ice cream ready to go.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah.
And the stinkiest. 故事开始之前，先来介绍这个字。今天呢，这个字叫 lumberjack。lumberjack 是什么呢？
伐木人。
伐木人，伐木工，对不对？你怎么会知道是伐木工？ How do you know？ 因为 lumberjack 伐木工这个职业在台湾其实不是一个很常见的职业。
It's because
we don't have trees in Taiwan.
I believe that's because Japan came over and stole them all, right?
I know. Japan cut off most of our trees
really?
In Taiwan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Here we go. 9 o'clock.
And this is Story Life Bedtime Book number 32, The Lumberjack's Beard.
Phew, bless you.
Desmond's allergic to this story.
By
Duncan Beadle. Beady.
Beady. I think it's Beady. Page turning sound tonight.
Chop!
High five!
We hang out too much.
I know. Chop!
Big Jim Hickory was a lumberjack. He lived by a forest in a little log cabin. He had big, burly shoulders and an even bigger bristly beard.
He's almost the
What's
size
bristly?
Of...
毛毛的，是刺刺的，是很顺的那种，还是摸起来会刺刺的？
刺刺的。He's almost the size of his house.
He's a big guy. He's burly. Chop! Every day he got up and did his limbering up exercises.
What's limbering up?
He's just like stretching out and relaxing.
What's limber? Limber, I thought that's the limb, right?Our four, 四肢不叫 limbs.
Yeah, those are your limbs, yeah.
Yeah.
If you are limbering up, it just means you are stretching out and getting your muscles all warmed up and ready to go.
Like yoga?
Sure. I don't think many lumberjacks do yoga, though.
Okay.
It's probably not very popular in the yoga community there for lumberjacks. It's very important to limber up if you're a lumberjack. After a hearty breakfast of pancakes and maple syrup, Jim slung his big trusty axe over his big burly shoulder and headed out into the forest.
What is burly?
宽大。
很宽很大吗？你猜的吗？你觉得？
What Roland said.
Very wide and very big.
Yeah, like wide, big, and strong.
Like a very thick burly.
Sure.
So you can talk about the shoulders using burly.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk about legs? My legs are very burly.
That's not very sexy at all.
My tummy.
I know, but burly is that. But burly is not fat.
Huge, powerful.
Yeah, it's huge, but it represents power and muscles, right?
Yeah, usually does.
Okay.
Chop!
Hey, there's a canister with the meatloaf in it.
Chop, choppity chop went Jim's axe.Timber!
Timber!
Echoing through the valley as he felled tree after tree after
timber.
Tree.
We have to explain a little bit here. Because I think it's a thing in the Western culture or in the lumberjack culture that why did he yell timber?
Because the tree is falling down.
Yeah.
And you want everybody to be aware that there is a tree falling.
Do you know? In Taiwan, we have the same thing. Because it's about to fall down and make a big sound.
Well, it's going to squash anything on the way is the point.
So you have to yell, timber!
What do you yell in Taiwan?
I'm not talking about...
Timba! Timba!
We don't have that. We don't have this job in Taiwan, but we have the same idea. Do you remember the other day we were coming home? And on the way home, there's a Bong Bi Pang truck. 你们知道 Bong Bi Pang 吗? Bong Bi Pang 就是那种就是爆米箱，就是你把米然后放在那个机器转转转，它好的时候，然后它就会 b
蹦
蹦，很大一声。嗯、然后那个蹦咪乓的老板每次要爆之前，他一定都会说别蹦啊、哦，然后就蹦，就是一样的道理。别蹦啊，就是要爆了。哎、欸，你台语袂歹哦，台语袂歹。It's the same idea, like you are about to scare or startle people, and then you have to yell for attention.
So, like,、okay. so it's like, hey, I'm gonna scare you. Boo!
There's another one for golfing.
Yeah.
You know, in golfing, when you hit, you're supposed to yell.
Four,
right?
Yeah, four.
What do you yell in Taiwan when people are golfing and you hit a golf shot?
Si!
I don't know. So you're supposed to yell four?
Yeah.
When you're about to run.
If there are people downrange of your hit, you're supposed to yell something so that they know that there's a golf ball coming their way.
But why four, not five or six or seven?
It's not that four.
I'm F-O-R-E.
Yeah, F-O-R-E.
So I'm going forward,
I guess
four.
Mean like ahead,
yeah,
four,
ahead.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know
the origin of that
word.
Maybe some of our golfing gang.
应该是有的，有人等一下可以分享。你如果会打高尔夫球，你球要去的时候，你要喊什么？球，知道吗？
是，
球来。Okay, anyway, 下。
下。After a long day of swinging, whacking, cleaving, and hacking, Jim headed back to his cabin.
What's cleaving?
Cleaving is just chopping things in half.
But he cut so many trees. Where are the stalks?
Where are the trees, you mean?
The trunks?
He ate him.
He pushed them all into a big pile. Because he's a very strong man.
Chop.
That evening, when he was just about to go to bed, he heard a peck, peckety peck at the door. Jim looked down to see a small and very cross bird.
I built a lovely new nest in my tree,
shrieked the bird.
And you chopped it down!
Jim scratched his big bristly chin. Then he had an idea. I suppose you could move into my beard, he said.
Very well then,
said the bird.
Bunny slippers.
And in she flew.
You sounded very angry, bird.
Oh, she chopped down his house.
I know.
The next morning, Jim woke up earlier than normal due to the bird chirping away and the crack of dawn.
What's chirping away?
It's just a beep, 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 chirp, 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 chirp. He did his limbering up exercises, got dressed, and ate his breakfast with a little help from the new tenant in his beard.
What's tenant?
Tenant is someone, 房客.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jim's next job was to strip all the branches and leaves from the tree trunks and burn them on a big bonfire. After a long day of chopping, snapping, burning, and crackling, Jim trudged back to his cabin for a well-earned rest.
Chop.
Chop. No sooner had he laid down his axe than he heard a noise at the door. Scratch, scratchety scratch.He looked down to see a very fed-up-looking porcupine.
Oi!
Snapped the porcupine.
I needed those leaves and pine needles to make a nice cozy shelter. Where am I going to live now?
Jim thought and scratched his big, bristly chin. Well, he said, I suppose you could move into my beard, too.
Can't you take these out?
He bent down and the porcupine crawled in.
Oh my god. There are more and more people living in his beard.
Chop. The next morning, Jim woke even earlier and attempted to do his limbering up exercises. He looked in the mirror and scratched his big bristly chin. Yow! He got porcupine quills in his fingers.
Ew.
He tried to eat his breakfast, but lost his appetite when he noticed bird poo on his shirt.
What?
That bird has not been very polite. Chop! Jim's job that day was to float all the tree trunks down the river to the lumberyard. One by one, he rolled the logs into the fast-flowing water.After a hard day of lugging, splashing, rolling, and crashing... Hey, what's going to happen to these logs down here?
These logs get smashed into a beaver's dam.
That's a beaver at the bottom of the river.
Is this downriver?
Oh, down the river. Yeah.
Chop! Jim staggered back to his cabin. Thump, thumpity thump, went his door. He looked down to see a very angry beaver on his doorstep.
I spent all day building my nice new dam, and it got smashed to bits by those logs you threw in the river,
he snarled. Without a word, Jim picked up the beaver and put him in his beard.
Daddy, I think his voice should be like,
I spent all day building my nice new dam.
It's difficult to talk with giant teeth.
Yeah, you can speak clearly.
Between the birds chirping, the porcupines prickling, and the beavers thwumping, Jim didn't get much sleep that night. He was too tired to do his limbering up exercises in the morning, and the beaver's thwumping tail knocked his pancakes all over the floor.
What? Those tenants.
And then he...
Chop! That's it! Cried Jim. I can't take it anymore! You'll all have to move out today!
But where will we live?
Gasped his friends. As Jim scratched his big bristly chin, he had a bold but brilliant idea. He went into his bathroom, took out his trusty razor, and began to shave off his big bristly beard.
Ooh, he's
got a beard. Chop! Then he piled it up on his porch, and the bird, the porcupine, and the beaver all moved into their new cozy den. That night, Jim slept better than he had done for some time. He woke up and did some particularly vigorous limbering up exercises and put on a fresh plaid shirt. What is plaid, Phoebe?
Good. Perfect. Perfect pattern for dresses.
Is that right? I think you look like a picnic blanket. Then he made an enormous tower of pancakes and maple syrup.
They covered his chin so they don't know what happened to him.
They covered his face so you don't see him after he has shaved, right?
Vigorous. What does particularly vigorous mean?
Particularly.
Quite energetic.
Vigorously, just.
He was really exercising hard.
Yeah.
Chop! After breakfast, Jim looked out of the window at the bare ground where the forest used to be and scratched his unusually bare, stubbly chin. And he had another brilliant idea. That morning, Jim took his trusty shovel and dug hole after hole after hole after hole after hole.
Chop.
After hole, chop. And with his big hands, he planted tree after tree after tree after tree.
You gotta count all these holes. Mm-hmm.
Chop. Jim's beard grew back over time. The trees took quite a bit longer. Mm. Maybe 5 to 10 years to grow fruit. Yes. Mm. Chop. But it was worth the wait. What book are they reading here?
Planting Trees. Mm. I think he looks better like this.
Yeah, he needs his big burly beard, right?
Mm, yeah. How long does it take to grow a beard like that?
Depends on the person. I could never grow a giant beard like that guy. Mm-hmm. But some people, they can grow it really fast. Mm-hmm. And some people, never.
It just depends on the genetics?
Depends on your DNA, that's it.
Oh, really? So even you don't shave for like 2 years, you still cannot grow
a beard? I wouldn't have just like a big beard like this guy, no.
It'll be like some.
It's like your dad. Your dad, he grows his facial hair differently than I do. Same with your brothers.
Well, but have you ever tried not to shave for 3 years and see if you can grow a beard?
3 years? Yeah. I went, it was about a month before.
I know.
There was a picture of me back when Brian and Becky got married.
Oh.
And I looked scruffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't working out for me, so I got rid of it.
So, this book is about lumberjack cutting down trees. Do you think he cut down too many trees?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Because he didn't just cut down like, one, two trees, that's fine. Mm-hmm. He cut up all of the trees.
And if you cut down all the trees, what's going to happen?
There are no more trees.
And what that means?
He can't cut any more trees.
Well, that's one thing. He can't cut down any more trees, that's true.
You know, here comes the question. He is a lumberjack. He cuts down trees to make his living. So he has to cut down trees.
Yeah, but what?
Right? But when you cut down trees, he's going to hurt will harm some animal homes.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you draw the line?
Mm.
That's the big question, isn't it?
Well, there are different types of lumber cutting these days.
Mm-hmm.
What the lumberjack was doing in this
mm-hmm.
was called clear cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you clear cut a place, you just find like every single tree you can and you just chop them all down
mm-hmm.
so that it's just like a big clean shave.
Mm-hmm.
But most places now, whenever they cut down trees,
mm-hmm.
they leave enough trees there so that the area is still sort of, you know, still yeah. kind of a forest
okay.
instead of it's just like a big flat plains now. And then they also will replant the ground as they go.
Yeah.
Huh? Maybe somebody talking about golf. Somebody mm-hmm. knows what people yell when you go golf.
No. Sandy probably has something to share.
Mm.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
It's quite a coincidence that because I just went to a college today and we were talking about environmental protection.
Ah.
And I talk about two stories of two tree ladies in different countries at different time.
Wow.
And then just coincidentally, you two are talking about cutting trees.
We are bound to be together, Sandy. We are soulmates.
You know what that means, yeah, Sandy? That means so there must weird. Be some amazing information that you have to share about cutting trees, right?
Okay, so the two tree ladies, one is from America. He kind of rebuilt San Diego, but her way is that she find out what kind of tree that can grow in a desert like San Diego. So she's using scientific method to do that.
Okay.
What's the lady's name?
What's the lady's name? Catherine Olivia.
Catherine Olivia, okay.
Yeah, okay. Wow. So San Diego used to be like a desert and they have only very small bushes, but because she loved trees so much, so she figured out how to plant trees in deserts, and then she turned San Diego into a really lushy and full of forests, and then they have a really, really big event.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. So from the picture that I have seen in the photo, I mean, the lumberjack, if he cut down all the trees, then the ground couldn't hold any water. So if you, in the future, even though you plant more tree, but because whenever it rains, the rain will wash away all the soil. So all those trees could not rooted in the same ground. So no. You have to keep some trees. So you will have some, you will have rain and you will have the water. So it wouldn't become a desert.
Mm.
So that's how deforestation, the term, came from, right?
I see.
Wow, yeah. That's very informational.
Where was the other lady?
The other lady, she's from Kenya. And this is even more interesting because in this book, there are lots of stories about politics in there. So they talk about how the British colonists, they cut down many of the trees in Kenya so they can plant tea trees.
Mm.
But because tea trees are really short, so they couldn't hold so much water, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So they lose lots of water. And then after Kenya become independent country, the Kenyan, they cut trees and they sell it to multinational corporation because they need something to burn to produce something. So all the factories, they are burning trees to produce something. So that's why Kenya is suffering from lots from drought.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady, so she was really lucky because she got scholarship from the United States, and she went to United States to study for a long time. And then after she came back to Kenya, she realized that this has to stop. Otherwise, Kenya would have no future. So she teach people how to plant tree, and she founded a Green Belt organization,
mm.
and she get people to plant tree. So basically what she did is very clever. She pay money to people to plant tree,
mm.
to start. She founded some nursery, so people will have tree to grow from. And then she teach people how to grow fruit tree and earn more money, and then teach them how trees are important for their future. So if you don't have tree, you don't have a vision, you don't have a future. But so at that time, the president, he wanted to build more skyscrapers to attract more investments into Kenya. but she kind of came forward, risked her life, so the construction couldn't go on.
Ooh. Wow.
So she was risking her life for this.
Wow. What's her name?
The name, what did you say?
What's the second tree lady's name?
Magali Mate.
Magali Mate. The top of my English.
Magali Mate. Magali Mate, okay. Anyway, she did, in that picture book, it talked about how she cleverly fight against the president. And that president was in power for 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was in prison on and off. And she was beaten by police officer. She was tortured, but she never gave up. So in 2004, she won a Nobel Peace Prize because of this organization. Wow. And I think her organization in total planted 3 million trees in Kenya.
Oh my God, that's great.
It helped Kenya to become a developed country. I mean, relatively speaking, a developed countries. And so eventually she became a politician too. And she became a really powerful person in the government, so she can push forward more policies about the green world.
Wow.
So you have to read this picture book. It's really, really pretty.
Okay, yeah. What's the name of the book?
Wangari Mate, the woman who planted millions of trees.
Okay, I'll get that one. Millions of trees. So what about the first one?
Come again?
What's the first one, the title of the first book about Catherine?
The first book is called The Tree Lady.
The Tree Lady.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was talking about two tree ladies, one in the 19th and in the 19th century and one in the 20th century.
Wow, Yang Yi Si xiang yao fen xiang.
Okay.
Hello, Yang Yi Si, wan an.
两位老师好，我只是想要分享，听到你们好朋友之间彼此那种很坦率的笑声很舒压。
谢谢杨医师。其实舒压的就是 Sandy， Sandy 的叫声是远近驰名的，好吧？
没有，杨医师，你要有机会跟我们两个一起喝酒，你才会知道什么叫真正的舒压，好吗？
哦，
收到。
哇，你竟然约人家喝酒？Anyway， 我是认真的。我们呢，本周呢的主题是树。OK， 那我们第一天讲了 The Giving Tree， 第二天讲了 Penguin and the Pine Cone， 然后今天讲了 The Lumberjack's Beer， 都是跟树，明天都是跟有树有关的题目。那我们明天会讲我们本周第四本跟树有关的题目。好，那我们已经超级超过 ，Thank you all for being here， Night night everyone，
Night
night。
Don't let the trees bite.
Timber!
I was gonna say timber!
Oh.